This is Israel 18 News, with your hourly update for Thursday, 27th August 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The day begins with clear skies and warm temperatures across major cities in Israel. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are both enjoying the pleasant weather, making it a good day to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, just in from the Jerusalem Post, Prime Minister Netanyahu visits the family of Yehuda Katz. This follows a significant IDF operation where Katz's remains were recovered in Lebanon 44 years after he went missing during the First Lebanon War. Also, Israel Hayom reports from Kremlin sources that Russia is preparing to escalate missile attacks. The report suggests President Putin may even consider nuclear options, as negotiations have stalled. Also this hour, Ynet reports that Nikolay Mladenov, Trump's top Gaza official, warns that Israeli strikes could derail ceasefire efforts and delay Hamas disarmament. Separately, JNS has informed us that a man accused of plotting attacks on synagogues is demanding POW status. His defense attorney claims there might be grounds for combatant immunity. And finally, from JTA, Ramat HaSharon faces vandalism as a second Reform synagogue has its windows broken. The mayor asserts the city's commitment to pluralism and tolerance. Here's what people are saying online. Aaron David Miller, a policy analyst, commented earlier today on the arrogance and ignorance of great powers in their conflicts, referencing Putin and Ukraine. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, highlighted a statement by Hakeem Jeffries condemning anti-Semitism by Hassan Piker. Jeffries is the highest-ranking Democrat in the House of Representatives. Belaz News reported earlier today that Israel has expelled Dutch diplomats. This move follows Dutch legislation banning trade in products from Israeli settlements beyond the Green Line. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Netanyahu's visit to the Katz family, the Jerusalem Post notes the emotional significance of finally bringing Yehuda Katz home. This marks the end of a 44-year-long uncertainty for his family and sheds light on the IDF's continuous efforts to resolve missing soldier cases. Turning to Russia, Israel Hayom reveals that Moscow is preparing for a military escalation. Bloomberg reports that this decision follows failed negotiations, raising concerns of a potential new phase in the conflict. For civilians and neighboring countries, this development could mean increased regional instability. Meanwhile, Ynet discusses the delicate situation in Gaza. Nikolay Mladenov stresses that ongoing Israeli military actions might hinder peace efforts and disarmament of Hamas. The stakes are high for both diplomatic relations and security in the region. Regarding the alleged Kataib Hezbollah commander, JNS provides insight into the legal complexities surrounding his request for POW status. The defense argues international law might protect him, impacting how similar cases are handled. Finally, in Ramat HaSharon, JTA reports on the second vandalism incident at a Reform synagogue. The mayor's response underscores the tension between maintaining religious tolerance and addressing acts of hate. This incident highlights ongoing challenges in fostering community harmony. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports that Rosh Hashanah honey cakes are seeing price hikes of up to 15%. Bakeries cite increased costs in ingredients and operations as the reason for the rise. Separately, Israel Hayom Business advises couples on financial planning. An accountant suggests that managing household expenses together is crucial for a successful marriage. And finally, Keytech informs us that Intercure will receive $77 million in compensation for damages from an attack last October. The cannabis company initially sought $10 million, marking a significant recovery for its operations. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 6 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.